Yuma counties. Representative Juan Carlos Escamilla is not seeking re-election. Sidebar here, the video's election guide. You can find videos of the candidates talking with Arizona Daily Star reporters at tucson.com/election videos online. You can use our online, online voter guide to find your district and detailed information about the candidates and propositions. Go to tucson.com/elections online. And coming October 12th, the Arizona Daily Star's guide to the November 4th general election candidates and propositions. Jeff?
Thank you, Mark. And that brings us to 7:29 in the a.m. This is Sun Sounds of Arizona. UA exhibit focuses on journalists who risk lives covering the border by Luis F. Carrasco of the Star. The faces of immigrants confronting jail time for crossing the border and the voices of journalists who risked death for doing their job are the centerpieces of the Documented Border Archive on exhibit at the University of Arizona Library. The multidisciplinary project brings together work from Associate Art Professor Lawrence Geip with interviews conducted by Celeste Gonzalez de Bustamante and Janine Relly, associate professors at the School of Journalism. The exhibit also includes material from the library's Borderlands collection, or collections, plural. Geip's sketches capture participants in Operation Streamline, a fast-track court program meant to discourage illegal immigration by giving prison sentences to those detained at the border. No cameras are allowed inside the federal court, where up to 70 people a day go through the program, so the illustrations offer a glimpse into a rarely seen aspect of life in the region. It is these little documented or untold stories and events taking place during a time of unprecedented change along the border that the archive was created for, said Gonzalez de Bustamante. By unprecedented change, I'm talking about the increase in violence, the politics of migration, and the militarization of the border, she said. She and Relly contributed oral histories from journalists to the archive. Many of those interviewed have been threatened or had colleagues killed in the last decade as a result of decreasing freedom of expression in northern Mexico. They have had to change dramatically the way they practice journalism because of the power of drug cartels and corrupt government officials, she said. The material included in the archive is unprecedented and offers a unique perspective few have access to, said Veronica Reyes Escudero, Borderlands curator for the University of Arizona Library's Special Collections. We tend to hear the stories these journalists report on, but we don't get to hear their own voice and what that means to put those stories out there, she said. The same with the sketches. We don't get to see the people going through these processes, so Professor Geip has, in a way, given them a voice, even if it's a silent sketch. The archive, funded by the university's Confluent Center for Creative Inquiry, is also available online and officially launches tomorrow. To celebrate the unveiling, there will be a presentation by Luis Alberto Urrea, the author of The Devil's Highway, a 2005 Pulitzer Prize finalist for nonfiction that chronicles the deaths of 14 immigrants in the Arizona desert. Gonzalez de Bustamante said the archive is meant to be expanded, and she expects other colleges on campus and members of the community will contribute to the project. The border is such a unique place, with such a rich history and culture, and a lot of that gets overlooked, she said. What we hope is that these initial deposits will be the start of something much bigger in the future. And there are two sidebars. First, author presentation. This is a presentation by author Luis Alberto Urrea. This takes place tomorrow from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Integrated Learning Center, room 120, And the address is 1500 East University Boulevard. Admission is free. A book signing and reception in Special Collections follows the talk. And to the second and final sidebar, the exhibit. The exhibit is on display from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. through December 19th at the University of Arizona Library Special Collections, and address 1510 East University Boulevard. The online archive can be accessed at SPECCOL, which must stand for Special College? No, SPECCOL Library. Oh, Special Collections. Yes, Special Collections. So speccol.library.arizona.edu/exhibits. Mark, over to you.
Thank you, Jeff. It is 25 minutes before 8 o'clock. This is Sun Sounds of Arizona. The lunatics will be up early tomorrow morning on Wednesday, and even if you're not all that crazy about the moon, you may want to join them for a view of a full eclipse. Check the sky through the window, though, before you bother putting on your pants. The weather forecast calls for clouds and rain starting today and lasting through Wednesday morning, courtesy of moisture from another tropical storm in the Pacific, this one called